Welcome to the Happy Workplace Podcast. My name is John Ferris, and I'm passionate about leadership in the workplace and maximizing your potential. I'm not a millionaire, and I drive an old car. I've worked in many different jobs in both corporate and nonprofit companies, leading teams of paid and unpaid employees. I'm not yet 30, and I'm the production manager at an artisan food company whose product is popular all across Canada. I don't have all the answers, just my story and how I got here. Workplace seatbelts. You wear a seatbelt so that if you get into a crash, you'll be safe. While forgetting to wear a seatbelt in the workplace won't kill you, it might just keep the life from getting sucked out of you. Seatbelts in a car are mandated and enforced. Seatbelts in the workplace are uncommon and sometimes unknown. But instead of keeping you safe on the road, we're talking about keeping you safe at work. What do I mean? One of the most common mistakes that new employees make is that they garner bad attention at work. We talked about this a bit in our last episode, to distinguish yourself in a good way, not in a bad one. Workplace seatbelts are safety measures you can take to avoid standing out for the wrong reasons. Everyone is made distinctly different. People are going to clash, especially at first, because there is no understanding in place. Once you get to know someone, you understand them better. And when you understand them, you get to know why they are the way that they are. If you can make it through your first month without clashing with someone, you're going to do well. Most people aren't self-aware enough to know what they need to tone down until people get to know them. Maybe don't tell people your biggest and darkest secrets on the first day. Wait till the second day, or even better, until they know you and have more of that understanding. Religion and politics should come out, but in the right context. That isn't when someone comes in wearing blue or just randomly on a Tuesday. I once had someone come to a job interview with the pot symbol on their hat. Now, pot is legal, but typically you don't want your employer to know that you're into it. When in doubt, don't do it or don't wear it. Play it safe until you can let your guard down. I want to be clear here though. There is a fine line between being sensitive to those around you and being someone that you're not. Trying to be someone that you're not is exhausting and it's not at all genuine. Tell people about your family, your interests, your pets, what your living style is like, but put off telling them those controversial things until you have a relationship in place. Unless they ask, of course, then tell them. There are some exceptions to this, of course. I remember when I was working as a roofer, my summer before college, I was working long and hard days. The guys that I was working with were a bit rough around the edges, but super nice and welcoming to me and just great to work with. It was my second day on the job and I went for a snack on break. My lunch bag was in our work van and when I turned around, all four of them were surrounding me. One of them comes up right beside me and puts his arm around me. I had no idea what was going on. He leans in and says, "You're going to find out anyways, so we might as well tell you. We all smoke weed. Every day. Do you? And are you cool with that?" This was before it was legal, and the strongest drug I've ever taken is Tylenol 3s, and they made me hallucinate, and I had to rewatch a movie again. Funny story, maybe for another day. But that's a powerful story because they didn't bring out the weed right away. They tried to get to know me and then let me into their life.
But they also didn't try and hide it. They were open, upfront, and honest about what was going on. It was going to affect me and they knew that. They had to tell me. It's the same thing in our lives. We need to tell people the things that make us who we are. We need to be genuine and we need to be true. But it doesn't mean we need to air out our dirty laundry. Think about it this way. If you go out on a first date, do you want to present your best self or do you want to present your real self? Truthfully, if you want to have any long-term success, you need to present your real self. But are there some things that you maybe want to save for another date? Yes. Yes, there is.
So what seatbelts do we need to wear in the workplace? Well, let's start with the light and funny stuff. Please shower. Seriously, this should not have to be said, but more often than not, it is forgotten. Or deodorant is forgotten. You're going to sweat at work, even if you have an office job. We all sweat. But seriously, shower, wear deodorant. Don't be known as the office dumpster. Don't bring in a tuna sandwich for lunch every day either, or they may call you Big Tuna like Jim from The Office. People are going to be bothered by that smell, and it gives them a reason not to like you right away. A few months in, eat all the fish you want. Be known for that. Do you. Ease people into it. Don't go into a job interview and tell them that you're lazy and would choose to never work if you have the option. Let them figure that out for themselves. Now, the heavy stuff. Make every effort to respect each person that you encounter. Don't be quick to judge people. I shouldn't have to say this, but as humans, we're really bad at this. We judge way too quickly because people are different from us. With that being said, be prepared to be judged. Prepare not to get the benefit of the doubt. Consciously or subconsciously, people are going to judge you. Don't be bothered by it. Either they will like you or they won't. But either way, the choice is theirs and not something that you have to bear. Plan to endure for 6 months. This increases your capacity for dealing with people's distinct and sometimes difficult differences if you know you're going to have to wear this for 6 months. Try to brush things off because people are either going to quit or you're going to be spending a lot of time with them. In my current position, I hear a lot of the beefs that coworkers have with each other, and I always tell them the same thing. You need to talk to them about this. I give them the blueprint for handling it, and I'm going to give you that now. I would highly recommend this approach if you have an issue with a coworker. Pull them aside and say, "I felt when you." Seriously, that is it. I learned this from taking a few counseling courses in school, and I put this into practice resolving conflict between preteen girls. And let me tell you, if you can learn to navigate conflict between preteen girls, conflict among adults will seem really easy. Try it out. I felt frustrated when you wouldn't listen to any of my ideas. Notice how we're putting the emphasis on ourselves. People can argue that they were listening, but they can't argue how you're feeling. That's the best part. It's using language that diffuses conflict. You're talking about feelings.
Which, by the way, is almost always the problem. Our feelings betray us. Our feelings are what we spend the most time having to deal with. Our feelings are what we're trying to process, what we're trying to get through. We're not speaking from fact. We speak through our experiences and how that made us feel. So while two people might have experienced the exact same thing, they can feel completely different about it.
Which, by the way, is always the problem. Our feelings betray us sometimes. By the way, this is free relationship advice. Try it out. Conflict terrorizes people and no one enjoys it, except for a very rare breed of people who I don't understand. One of my favorite authors is Patrick Lencioni. He talks so much about conflict and has a lot more insightful things to say than I do. One of the things he talks/writes about is that conflict actually brings people closer. Conflict is extremely uncomfortable, but if people can navigate it, they can actually come out having a closer bond at the end than they did going in. But like I said, it can be extremely uncomfortable. Think about an awkward hug and multiply that by 10. Sorry, bad timing. Do you remember what a hug is? No one likes conflict and no one wants to be a part of it. You need to be comfortable in the uncomfortable. In other words, lean in and embrace it. Know that everyone is uncomfortable and wants to get it over with. Admitting this is very freeing. What seatbelts do you need to wear? Well, I've only covered some of the main ones. I can't tell you specifically what you need to avoid. Only you can. Only you can look at your life and say, what are some of the things around the edges that I maybe need to tone down or watch?
As I'm going into a new environment, what are some of the risks? What are some of the areas that I need to be aware of? What are my tendencies?
I can't tell you what they are, but you need to examine, you need to look into your life and see what those things are. Remember, when in doubt, don't do it, don't wear it, try and avoid it. Thank you so much for listening. Last episode got 14 plays, including my parents and wife. My goal was 10, so I'm very happy with that. But honestly, thank you so much if you came back to listen again. I'd love to hear from you if you found this helpful. I'll leave you with a quote by John Maxwell. Stay focused instead of getting offended or off track by others. Tune in for the next episode titled, What Do You Say?